Hey everyone, this is a big one in the Solana world. Flora has launched an open order flow auction for Solana validators, and honestly, this feels like a moment that could reshape how transaction flow gets distributed, priced, and monetized across the network. It's a meaningful shift. The core idea is to move access to high-quality transaction streams away from private, fragmented arrangements and toward a more transparent, competitive marketplace. And order flow is one of those things people don't talk about enough. It's a critical part of blockchain infrastructure, but it often flies under the radar. Especially on Solana, because transactions there are not just simple payments. They include time-sensitive activity like swaps, transfers, liquidity operations, arbitrage, and NFT actions. Right. And because Solana is built for speed and low cost, the timing and ordering of transactions can really matter. It can change outcomes for traders, market makers, and automated strategies. Exactly. Validators are the parties that include transactions in blocks, so they have real influence over when transactions appear, how they are prioritized, and how they interact with other pending activity. That makes access to reliable, high-quality order flow kind of a strategic advantage. Participants with better access may improve execution, reduce slippage, capture value, and gain an edge over those with less favorable access. Which is why Flora's auction model matters. It introduces a market-based mechanism for allocating that access. Instead of relying on closed negotiations or limited intermediaries, validators, or parties connected to validators, can compete for order flow through bidding. That can make the market more visible, more structured, and better aligned with real incentives. If order flow is valuable, an auction can help reveal its true price. It also encourages participants to commit resources only if they have a credible strategy for using the flow efficiently. For Solana validators, the launch is both an opportunity and a new competitive pressure. Validators already play a central role in securing the network, producing blocks, and maintaining consensus. But on a high-performance chain, their role can extend beyond basic block production. How they handle transaction ordering, inclusion, latency, and infrastructure positioning can affect how competitive they are. An open order flow auction may give validators a clearer way to monetize their position in the network. Rather than depending mainly on staking rewards and fees, they may be able to participate in a more explicit market for transaction access. That could be especially important as validator competition intensifies and infrastructure costs continue to rise. At the same time, the launch raises the bar. Validators will need to think more strategically about order flow handling, infrastructure quality, and how they compete against other participants bidding for access to valuable transaction streams. And the implications are not limited to validators. Market makers, searchers, arbitragers, and other sophisticated participants also depend heavily on order flow. Their strategies often rely on seeing transactions early, executing quickly, and minimizing adverse selection. A more open channel for accessing order flow could change how these participants approach Solana. For market makers, better transaction access could improve execution and reduce the cost of providing liquidity. For searchers, it could open new opportunities to identify arbitrage or other value capture strategies. And for traders, a more efficient allocation of order flow could eventually lead to tighter spreads, better fills, and a more competitive trading environment. The broader direction is clear. The more transparent the market becomes, the more participants can compete on execution quality and strategy rather than private access. The article also notes something interesting. While the story may circulate among Solana traders tracking ecosystem names like Snort, the main development is about validator order flow infrastructure rather than a specific token narrative. That said, there are important risks and open questions. The practical design of the auction will be decisive. Key details include who can bid, what exactly is being auctioned, how transparent the process is, and how disputes will be handled. Those factors will determine whether the system functions as a fair marketplace or simply adds another layer of complexity. Another concern is centralization. Open auctions can increase transparency, but they can also reward participants with deeper pockets, stronger technical teams, or better infrastructure. If a small number of large players dominate the auction, the system could create new forms of inequality in access. The goal should be to broaden participation, not merely formalize existing power dynamics. Overall, Flora's open order flow auction is a meaningful step for Solana because it addresses one of the less visible but highly important parts of the network: how transaction flow is allocated and monetized. If executed well, it could make the ecosystem more competitive, transparent, and efficient. If not, it could add institutional complexity to an already fast-moving chain. Either way, the launch is worth watching because it touches on validator incentives, market structure, and the future of on-chain transaction economics on a major high-performance blockchain.